Chapter 3. Five sealed canvas bags lay in a heap, a virtual mountain of concealed cash lying on the cracked and oil-stained garage floor. The transfer of the money bags from the getaway truck to the trunk of Ruben's car had gone off without a hitch. Marco from the Tile Depot had supplied the borrowed black pickup, and it was his job to ditch it. Jeffrey and his uncle left in separate cars and in opposite directions. Ruben drove off with the money, but only after assuring his co-conspirators that all five bags would remain sealed until it was time to make the split. They agreed it would be that night in the garage at the Betancourt's rental house.
"Open it, bro," said Jeffrey.
Ruben was standing over the bags with a kitchen knife in his hand. Pinky was beside him. It was just the three of them. The others would get their money later.
"Hold on," said Pinky. "What if there's one of those blue dye packs inside? You know, the ones that explode in your face when you open the sack of money."
"Alvarez says there's no dye packs," said Ruben.
"What if some kind of tracking chip starts beaming out a signal to the cops when you open the bag?"
"Alvarez says no. Nothing but money inside." Jeffrey chuckled.
"Dumb fucks need to watch more cop shows. Open the bag, bro!"
He tried to puncture it with the kitchen knife and nearly broke the blade. The bag was impenetrable. "I need a power tool." Jeffrey got an electric drill and a steel bit from the tool board. Ruben used it like a jigsaw to cut a fist-sized hole in the bottom of the bag. He reached inside eagerly, grabbing and pulling brick after brick through the hole. The bag hemorrhaged $50 and $100 bills until it was empty.
"Holy shit!"
said Jeffrey, staring at the pile of money on the concrete floor.
"Pretty, huh?" said Ruben. "Four more just like it." "Who's going to do the counting?" asked Pinky.
"I'll do it," said Jeffrey.
"You can't count that fucking..."